Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate M.S. Swaminathan Centenary International Conference in New Delhi this morning. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju slams opposition for disruptions in Parliament, says government is ready for discussion on every issue as per constitutional and parliamentary procedures and rules. New Delhi hits out after United States announces additional tariffs on Indian imports, asserts India will take all necessary actions to protect its national interests. Election Commission sends reminder notice to RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav in connection with dual electors' photo identity card. Fourth batch of Kailash Mansarovar pilgrims stopped at Dharchula in Pithoragarh district of Uttarakhand due to bad weather. And in javelin throw, India's Anu Rani bags gold medal at International Vesvor Maniac Memorial in Poland. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the M.S. Swaminathan Centenary International Conference at ICAR Pusa in New Delhi today. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will address the gathering and also confer the first M.S. Swaminathan Award for Food and Peace. The theme of the conference is Evergreen Revolution, the Pathway to Biohappiness, which reflects Professor M.S. Swaminathan's lifelong dedication to ensuring food for all. More from our correspondent.
The award is being launched by the M.S. Swaminathan Research Foundation and the World Academy of Sciences to honor the legacy of M.S. Swaminathan. This international award will recognize individuals from developing countries who have made contributions to improving food security and advancing climate justice, equity and peace for vulnerable and marginalized communities. The event will provide an opportunity to scientists, policymakers, development professionals and other stakeholders to discuss and deliberate on furthering the principles of conference theme. With Raisuddin, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has expressed displeasure over disruption of proceedings in Parliament by opposition MPs yesterday. Mr. Rijiju said that the government is ready for discussion on every issue as per the constitutional and parliamentary procedures and rules. He said special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar is sub judice in Supreme Court and it cannot be discussed in the House.
The government has been telling that we are ready to hold debate and discussion on any and every topic. However, any discussion in the parliament has to be in accordance with constitutional provision and also in accordance with the rules as prescribed in the rules of procedure and conduct of business in Lok Sabha. On the issue of intensive revision of the electoral roll, on the issue of SIR, which they are disturbing the house from the day one, we all know that the matter is under consideration of the Honorable Supreme Court and as such it is a sub judice.
Amidst the noisy scene, Lok Sabha passed the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024 with amendments moved by Port, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbanand Sonowal. India has reiterated its response against the United States' additional tariff imposition, saying that the actions are unfair, unjustified and unreasonable. This comes after U.S. President Donald Trump imposed an additional tariff of 25% on India. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said that India will take all actions necessary to protect its national interests, highlighting that the U.S. has recently targeted India's oil imports from Russia. The MEA said that New Delhi has already made clear its position on these issues, including the fact that countries' imports are based on market factors and done with the overall objective of ensuring the energy security of 1.4 billion people of India. A report.
The Global Trade Research Institute, GTRI, criticized the United States' decision to impose an additional 25% tariff on Indian imports, calling it hypocritical and highlighting Washington's selective approach towards its allies in relation to trade with Moscow. In a statement, GTRI cited data showing that China imported $62.6 billion worth of Russian oil in the year 2024, exceeding India's $52.7 billion. Despite this, Beijing has not faced any punitive tariffs. It also revealed that the US itself imported $3.3 billion in strategic materials from Russia during the same period. Finland-based think tank Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air, CREA, has also exposed US double standard on the issue of Russian oil imports. The CREA, in its latest report, exposes what New Delhi describes as West's double standard in singling out India. Data released by CREA reveal European Union countries' significant role in Russia's fossil fuel revenues, surpassing India's contributions since the Ukraine conflict began. Meanwhile, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has vowed to rally BRICS nations, including India, against US. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu will preside over the 11th National Handloom Day celebration in New Delhi today. The event, organized by the Ministry of Textiles, aims to honor India's vibrant handloom sector and its contribution to the country's rural economy and cultural identity. Approximately 650 weavers from across the country, foreign buyers, eminent personalities, exporters and senior government officials will attend the function. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The Election Commission has once again issued a notice to Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav regarding his two voter ID cards. The Commission has sought details about the voter ID card displayed by Tejaswi Yadav on the 2nd of August before the media. He's accused of possessing two electors' photo identity cards. The leader of opposition in Bihar Assembly, Mr. Yadav, had shown his voter ID card to journalists during a press conference in Patna. In this matter, the commission had stated that the card shown was not issued by the Election Commission. Tejaswi Yadav has said the commission should first respond to the questions raised by his party regarding the special intensive revision. More from our correspondent.
Several political parties, including BJP, JDU and NDA Alliance, had accused RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav of holding two voters' identity cards. Mr. Yadav's name is registered in the electoral roll of Digha Assembly constituency in Patna district. Displaying a voter ID card, he had accused that his name was removed from the draft voters' list. But rebutting the claims of Tejaswi Yadav, the Election Commission had disclosed his name and details published in the electoral roll. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
The fourth batch of Kailash Mansarovar pilgrims has been stopped at Dharchula base camp in Pithoragarh district of Uttarakhand. Authorities have held them back after a road to a higher altitude point was hit by heavy boulders and debris owing to bad weather. The batch comprises 48 pilgrims, including 14 women from various parts of the country who have to stay put at Dharchula now. Relief and rescue operations have been underway at a war footing since this morning, now on the third day, after cloudbursts and flooding in Uttarkashi districts, Dharali and Harsil areas of Uttarakhand. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami is present in Uttarkashi, personally monitoring the situation. He stated that SDRF, NDRF, the Army, ITBP and the local administration are jointly carrying out relief efforts with full readiness.
अभी हमारा प्रयास है कि सभी व्यवस्थाएं वहां पर फिर से जो है सुचारू हों, उसके लिए वहां डीएम और एसपी अब वहां पहुंच गए हैं. उन्होंने अपना कैंप भी कार्यालय भी वहां पर खोल दिया है. वहां से सारी गतिविधियां चलेंगी. सारे लोग मिलकर इस आपदा से निकलेंगे. हम मेरा धराली गांव फिर से जो है पहली स्थिति में आएगा, उसके लिए हम सब लोग प्रयास कर रहे हैं.
UCADA helicopters are playing a crucial role in rescue operations. Despite challenging weather conditions, the helicopter has flown 7 sorties. The first sortie carried the Chief Minister to the disaster hit site, while the subsequent flights transported NDRF, SDRF, Army and District Administration teams to the location. So far, more than 22 personnel and officers have been airlifted to the affected area. ICU and general beds have been reserved at Dehradun, Coronation Hospital and AIIMS Rishikesh. According to Arun Mohan Joshi, the Inspector General of Police, SDRF, all agencies involved in the rescue operations are working in coordination. In this devastating disaster at Dharali, 5 deaths have been confirmed so far and over 50 people are reported missing. 11 army personnel are also among the missing. Road connectivity issues have hampered relief team movement, but efforts to reopen routes are ongoing. The state government has stated that delivering aid to every affected person and restoring normalcy is its highest priority. Meanwhile, recent rainfall has also disrupted normal life in other parts of Uttarakhand. In districts such as Pauri Garhwal, Chamoli, Haridwar and Rudraprayag, roads have been damaged due to rain and landslides, with reports of casualties in some areas.
In Pauri district, two people lost their life and several homes were affected after heavy rain triggered landslides and house collapses in Buranshi and Bankuda villages. Rescue operations were carried out in Chauri Khal, Pabo and Theli Sain, where people moved to safer areas. In Haridwar, the water level of Ganga River has risen above the danger mark. In Chamoli's Saldhar area, around 20 meters of the national highway in Tapovan has been damaged, affecting traffic. In Rudraprayag, the Alaknanda and Mandakini rivers are flowing above the danger mark. Landslides have disrupted the Rishikesh Badrinath, Rudraprayag Gaurikund and several other connecting routes. In Haridwar, rising water in the Solani River has damaged part of the bridge on the Roorkee-Luxor road. In Chamoli, the Badrinath Highway near Joshimath has been closed due to falling rock. The Met Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rain in several parts of the state today. In Rudraprayag, the pilgrimage to Kedarnath, Madhmadeshwar and Tugnath has been suspended for the next 2 days for safety reasons, and pilgrims and locals are advised to remain in safe locations. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
Moving on to the world of sports, in athletics, India's Anu Rani has won gold medal in the women's javelin throw at the International Wiesław Maniak Memorial in Poland with her season-best effort of 62.59 metres. We have a report.
The Asian Games javelin champion threw down the gauntlet with the season's best 62.59 meter, winning gold after opening with a strong 60.96 meter. Turkey's Eda Tuksuz took silver and Australia's Liana Davidson claimed bronze. Anu now ranks among the world's top 10 and eyes the 64 meter mark for the next month's World Athletics Championship in Tokyo. In track events, India's Pooja clocked 2 minutes 2.95 seconds to finish third in women's 800 meter, while Jisna Mathew came 6th in the 400 meter with clocking 54.12 seconds. Over to China, where India's 18-member squad kicks off their campaign at the 12th World Games in Chengdu. Competing in archery, billiards, roller skating, wushu and racquetball, India hopes to add to its all-time medal tally of 5 medals, including a historic gold in 2013. And in football, India's Under-20 women's team played out a goalless draw against Indonesia in their AFC Under-20 Asian Cup 2026 qualifier opener. Despite dominating possession and attack, they couldn't find the net. They face Turkmenistan next, aiming for their first win. Jigyasa Pandey, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh today. Isolated heavy rainfall is likely to continue over Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh till the 12th of this month. Heavy rainfall is likely over Karnataka, Bihar and Jharkhand. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Anuja. As Trump loads extra 25% tariff on Indian shipments, India vows to protect its interest. The Economic Times front page headline says, "Unreasonable, unjustified, unfair." Amid U.S. tariff standoff, PM may visit China for first time in 7 years, writes the Times of India. Hindustan Times cites a ruling by the apex court saying compensation is necessary to the employees for accidents during work commute as well. CBSE has warned schools to strictly adhere to 75% attendance requirement for board exams, notes the Pioneer. A headline in the Hindu state, Supreme Court seeks EC's response on omissions from Bihar draft rolls. And finally, the Indian Express writes about a tourism project to be developed in coastal Sindhudurg, where avid scuba divers from all over the world can take advantage of a decommissioned Navy warship. The headline says, in Maharashtra port, ship waits to be sunk, start new life as artificial reef. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Renu. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate M.S. Swaminathan Centenary International Conference in New Delhi this morning. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju slams opposition for disruptions in Parliament, says government is ready for discussion on every issue as per constitutional and parliamentary procedures and rules. New Delhi hits out after United States announces additional tariffs on Indian imports, asserts India will take all necessary actions to protect its national interests. Election Commission sends reminder notice to RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav in connection with dual electors' photo identity card. Fourth batch of Kailash Mansarovar pilgrims stopped at Dharchula in Pithoragarh district of Uttarakhand due to bad weather. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.